That's the cleanest you're going to get water. Yeah, the next fraction of a second it hits the ground, it's going to be dirtier. Now, it's going to come down with a bit of lead in it, probably. It's going to come down with a few acidic particles. And what you're going to have is a little lump of limestone in your tank. And that's it. That precipitates that out. You've got to have a hard water in your tank. And then have it tested. And it's probably right as rain. Then you can sell petrol. One thing to watch out for. Last time I was here, a guy put a tank up in Les Murdy, and the whole street took up a petition to have his tank torn down. And the council asked him to remove it. It was unsightly, and it smacked of the rural areas, and he was living in a suburb that was, you know, up there with it. I just hope the neighbours don't come along and shoot holes in your tank for you or anything. You better put a concrete tank up. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about aerial particles, you know. That's the cleanest rain's going to get, you know. You're not going to get it any better. I bet you can't get it anywhere near as good. You know, what you're drinking now is pretty horrid stuff compared to what you're going to get. So I'd be worried about what you're drinking now, whereas you're all starting to worry about what you're going to be drinking off your own roof. You know, if you get to that stage of worry, you're in real trouble. I keep getting people arriving to Stanley, Tasmania, saying, is there a pure airstream here? We can't live anywhere else. No, I mean, we can't give up like that. We could catch all our drinking water in tanks from our roofs, and there should not be permitted to be any laws against that. You know, that's a basic human right, you know, to drink the water you catch. You know, you can't... It's always a basic human right. You can keep six chooks. I think we need to rewrite the laws, really. I mean, you can have chookless suburbs where people can go and elect to live without chooks. But, you know, they should be sort of like idiot reserves or something. I mean, in the United States, you can't keep domestic animals in the city, so the garbage cans would be easily 60-gallon garbage cans. The ownership of dogs is huge, and they're big dogs, and all of them can pull over those garbage cans. And in New York and Washington, D.C. and San Francisco, your chance of getting bitten by rats is 21 times higher than it is in Perth. And rat bites are very common. So because you can't keep domestic animals, you've got all this food wasted, you've got bulk rats, bulk flies, bulk disease, and you've got an equal biomass of animals eating this stuff, down to those open barges in New York and eating all these waste. Then they go and bathe in Central Park, which is New York's water supply, and they just carry about everything, you know. So once you get so nice, you can't keep domestic animals. All you keep is rats, cockroaches, flies, seagulls, and, you know, crows, and dogs. Dog's food is the largest single purchase of the Australian consumer. Pretty weird society.